It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
R. Kelly is being criminally investigated in Georgia now because of the Lifetime docuseries Surviving R. Kelly. Police have reached out to several survivors featured in the series. The police are asking for contact information from others who lived in his home. The officers have been flooded with calls since the docuseries aired. After the airing of Lifetime's six-part docuseries Surviving R. Kelly, the Rape, Abuse, and Incest National Network's Sexual Crisis Hotline received 20% more calls than the week before. They said they usually see calls like this after a news cycle, and because of the Surviving R. Kelly thing, more people now are willing to talk about their childhood abuse, which is great.
Very good.
Chicago, they talked about in the documentary, by the way. Joe, you haven't watched it yet, right?
No, I have still not had a chance to. I want to.
So they talk about how he was tipped off. He has friends. There's somebody in the Chicago Police Department that has been tipping him off, or a few people, so that when his mansion and stuff in Chicago and his studio in Chicago has been searched, he was given a warning so that he could clean the girls up and get them out of there and all that kind of stuff.
Wow.
So now it looks like Chicago prosecutors also want any victims of R. Kelly to call them, which is good. State Attorney Kim Fox urged any victims to come forward. She wants families of victims to contact officers after being sickened by what she saw on the documentary.
I'm here today to encourage victims of sexual assault or domestic violence related to these allegations to please get in touch with our office. Please come forward. There is nothing that can be done to investigate these allegations without the cooperation of both victims and witnesses. We cannot seek justice without you.
A reporter caught and asked Kevin Hart on the street in New York City yesterday about what the chances are that he'd ever reconsider hosting the Oscars.
I'm not going to say anything, but yeah, the chances are very slim. I love the Academy. I love everybody that's involved with the process of building the Oscars and making it. This year was just a tricky year, so maybe in the future it'll work out.
Lindsay Lohan is back with her new MTV show, Lindsay Lohan's Beach Club, although she still drinks after multiple rehab stints. They're saying she has tamed down dramatically. A source says Lindsay still drinks and has never really stopped drinking. She just hides it whenever possible because she does not want to deal with the backlash right now, as she does PR for her upcoming show. As previously reported, having already opened a club in Athens and Rhodes, her new show, Beach Club, is focused on her expanding ventures in Mykonos, Greece. The source said her show is based around her life in her club. Obviously, there is going to be drinking going on, but she's like not doing any drugs, and she is tamer than she has ever been. The audience is going to get to see a side of Lindsay, they say, that they've never seen yet, which is her as a businesswoman doing what she does best, entertain. Lindsay Lohan's Beach Club premiered last night on MTV at 8 o'clock.
I missed that one.
And Lil Wayne has, I didn't know this, a love affair with Uggs. Did you know this?
Did not know that. Okay.
He has been wearing Ugg boots everywhere from the stage to the basketball court, and this has been going on for like over a decade. During his show in Detroit last month, he wore a triple cuffed style from Ugg that are over $800. He wore the same ones while performing on SNL in November, and his love of Uggs isn't new, because I guess he was spotted wearing them in 2012 sitting outside for a basketball game at some point.
Or is he getting
court
paid
size
for this? You know what I mean? Like an endorsement kind of?
I think he just really likes them, which I think is kind of funny. Coming up in less than an hour, there's a new movie based on one of your favorite childhood toys coming out.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.
Okay, so are you serious? There's something that you have on me, or that, what do you mean? Like, you were talking about it earlier.
I have a lot of people asking me if you are secretly living a double life.
Great. If my wife Lindsay hears this, okay, I actually do want to hear about this. Give us a few minutes. We'll do that next here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.